I have zero interest in the privatisation of public services, and I've been raising about the public amenity sites here in Dunloe and in other parts of the county that they should be brought straight back into the ownership of Donegal County Council and after by Donegal County Council staff. At the moment here in Dunloe we have big problems where that the amenity site isn't open to all the hours that are that serves the public. There's one full day and I think there's two half days, and that doesn't work.
So you believe then that Donegal County Council does at this point need to seriously consider taking these amenity sites back into the council's own control? The problem is, as was pointed out at the meeting, it's not a decision for councillors. This is a decision for senior management. This effectively is out of your hands.
Well, this is where the problem tends to lie. When you rode away the majority of power that councillors once had, that it's senior executives that make these decisions, and I suppose the buck stops at the senior management, the county executive, and that was, I think, done very much deliberate by the Dublin government. And again, it certainly questions their definition of democracy. But I think that the majority of councillors within the Glenties MD, I heard no opposition to it, that that should be respected, that this is clearly what we want, that we need to move to end privatisation of public services. It's not in the best interest of the public, granted, in the best interest of businesses, but not the best interest of the public.
Is it time to get this onto a formal motion in Lifford and actually have this discussed at council level by all 36 members?
Yes, absolutely it is, but unfortunately that the vast majority of councillors, not all, but the vast majority of them, are very right-wing, and they do believe in the privatisation process and neoliberalism and support the ideology of capitalism. And I wouldn't be that confident that they would speak against the privatisation of these services. But I think, and I will, do what I'm here elected to do, and that is to challenge.